the statue of Jan Cechi Sobieski. For the citizens of Gdansk, the statue of King Jan Cechi Sobieski is a symbol of a free and independent Poland. The statue was unveiled in Lwów in 1898. At that time, the city was still within Polish borders, but in 1944, it was annexed by the USSR and is now the city of Lviv in Ukraine. After the Second World War, the statue was moved first to Warsaw and then later to Gdansk, where it was unveiled again in 1965. By 1970, the area around the statue had already become a meeting point for patriotic demonstrations opposing the governing communist regime in Moscow. For the many people who had been forced by the Soviet regime to leave their homes in Lviv and Vilnius to settle in Gdansk, the statue was a symbol of an independent and wealthy Poland from the days before the Second World War. Just as in every other year, shortly before the outbreak of the strikes in Gdansk shipyard in 1980, a demonstration took place under the statue, commemorating the anniversary of the adoption of the first ever constitution in Poland or indeed Europe. The speakers addressing the crowd demanded freedom to gather, abolition of censorship, respect for human rights, and the truth about the death of 4,000 Polish officers who were murdered by the Soviet regime in Katyn in 1940. Two leaders of the demonstration were stopped on their way home, brutally beaten and summarily sentenced to prison for defaming the People's Republic of Poland and the People's Government, and undermining the alliance with the USSR. The Young Poland movement organised a leaflet campaign in their defence. About 100,000 leaflets reached the citizens of the Tri-City, informing them about the unlawful imprisonment of the demonstration's leaders. Daily prayers for their release took place in the Chapel of Our Lady of the Gate of Dawn, the Queen of Poland's crown in St. Mary's Church, where our trip began. Among the many members of the opposition, one could encounter praying there were the still unknown Lech Wałęsa and Bogdan Borusewicz. The latter later became one of the initiators of the strike in the shipyard and now holds the office of the Marshal of the Senate of the Republic of Poland. These gatherings to pray revealed the greater power resulting from the joining of forces of workers, intelligentsia and students. In 2000, the nearby square was named after Dariusz Kobzday, physician and leader of the Young Poland movement, who was one of the organisers and speakers at the demonstration of 3rd of May 1980, held next to the statue of Jan Cechi Sobieski.